Some Tower of Power circa 2007. They did a cover album. Great American Soul Book. Check it out. I think it's a Marvin Gaye tune. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We take it back in time, folks. Talking about one of boxing's, how can I put this, characters. Boxing, of course, boxing, the boxing world is full of characters. One time, at one point in time, there was a guy named Bobby Diamond. I remember this name. It used to be in Jack Fisk's column once in a while. Jack Fisk was the preeminent boxing writer here in San Francisco for like 35 or 40 years. But the bottom line is, I read about this guy, Bobby Diamond. Never saw him fight or anything like that. And then he died mysteriously. And, of course, his mysterious death has never been solved or anything like that. So for that, I bring in somebody that knew Mr. Bobby Diamond, Cindy Molina. Cindy, how are you today?
It's Mary Molina. Merry Christmas.
Mary Molina. I blew that again. Why, Cuddy, why did I write down Cindy? Anyway, so tell me about Bobby Diamond. He wasn't the most accomplished professional fighter in the world, but he was a movie actor. He did his thing. What was he about?
Well, he was different, and because of that, he fit into San Francisco perfectly. You know, he was the kind of guy where you swallow your blood and you keep on punching. That's an old boxing term. It's been around forever. Probably goes back to way, way beyond maybe Jack Dempsey. And he had a swagger.
Mm-hmm.
He was a badass. But he was also a very deep thinker. I think that there was a kindness about him, if you will. I believe his mom's name was Mary, the same as mine.
Okay.
And I think he held her in a great deal of respect.
Okay, let's talk about how did he die?
Well, this is a speculative, of course. The word on the street was he was murdered. But, of course, I can't prove that. And I don't want to say that, and I don't want to start a ruckus. But that was just a smack that was talked on the street. I do know that he was a guy who you knew exactly what he was thinking. He could be verbally abusive. If he didn't like you, he was horribly verbally abusive.
So was he a drunk?
Was he a drunk?
You didn't have to delay to answer that. Was he a drunk, yes or no?
Well, what are you talking about? Like stumble down drunk, like a jerk drunk?
No, was he a functioning alcoholic?
He was a drinker.
He was a drunk.
Well, okay. That's your...
Well, no, I know I've got alcoholics in the family. I tell it like it is, you know, and being a former policeman, I think I know a little bit about alcohol. But his real name was Robert Hulak, and correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. He was only 44 years old, but here's why I found the intrigue when I was reading a little bit. He was waiting on some type of pretrial motion with the federal government. Why would he have contact with the federal government? And was he under federal charges at the time? Do you know?
There was a lot of speculation about that, and you know who knew more about it? Who was probably closer to him than anyone aside from his mom was my dearest friend in the world, who's gone now, Jerry Maxwell.
Jerry Maxwell was one of the was an integral part of the Northern California Retired Boxers Association, has been for a long time, and I didn't know he passed until last week. So may he rest in peace. But Jerry was a solid dude. But back to this guy, he wasn't all that good of a fighter. I was looking at his record; he was 4-12. That doesn't equate to being a good fighter. You feel me?
Well, would you call him a contender?
No, I wouldn't even call him that. I'd call him like maybe a journeyman.
Well, you know, you're being hard on the
No. You can't lose. You can't have a record of 4-12 and be considered a good fighter. I mean, it's just the way it was.
Come on.
But anyway.
He was a published writer.
Oh no, I was going to ask you to get into that. He did other things besides boxing. Go on.
I'm trying to make a Christmas blessing here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that he was a man that impressed me in my life. I'm 74 now, and there's people that are very impressive in life. Mm-hmm. Many of them. But few sometimes make a difference either way. I think Bobby D was a guy that I'll always remember. He had something about him. He had a swagger. He was extremely interesting. He was who's that great? Pete Hamill wrote a great book called The Drinking Life.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby D. could fit into that book because he would have been part of the fabric of people around at that particular time, that genre of people.
Okay. I got a question.
And, he was a professional boxer. And I do think you're being fair, you know, obviously. But he also was noteworthy, if you get what I'm trying to say.
No, I get you. But what I'm trying to say is that officially, according to the records, his record was... Anyway, switch gears on that one. Tell me about Jerry Maxwell. Jerry Maxwell died 6 months ago, you told me?
Yes, he died in July, and I was not informed, and I was very insulted about it. Jerry and I go back. We knew the same people. Okay. We shared the same bookies.
How old was he?
He was younger than me. He was 71, I believe.
Okay, is there any indication as to why he checked out?
No, I don't believe that his wife is on good terms with me, and at one time we were, and I'm not able to reach her. Nor do I particularly want to. I had not seen Jerry for a number of years. And the last time I saw him, it seemed that he was being indoctrinated into this religious zealotry that goes to his wife. And by no means do I want any of your fans to say that I'm against religion. I'm not. I'm just against fanatical religion. And Jerry was a good man, and he was a decent man. And, you know, there's an old saying, do as to others as you would do unto you. He practiced that.
He did, without a doubt. Mary, I want to thank you so much for your little insight in Mr. Diamond and Mr. Maxwell. Mr. Maxwell was very special to me. You have a great day. Merry Christmas 2021, and all the best to you in your future.
And you too, my friend.
Thank
Goodbye.
You so much.